News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Galway City Councillors have made calls for a tourist tax to be levied on visitors who stay in hotels in Galway City. One of those councillors is Michael J. Crowe, Galway City East Fianna Fáil councillor. Michael, how does tax work and why are you calling for it?
Good morning, Shane. Effectively, we work on, we'll say, bedroom occupancy. So the charge will be introduced on each bedroom that would be occupied for the night. It's important to distinguish that not on the number of occupants within the room, but on the room itself. So we asked the finance department of Galway City Council last year to do some numbers around this for us. And they presented us with a report in, I think it was autumn of 2023. And it did show some interesting figures and benefits that the city would get and receive from such a tax.
Give us a flavour of brief flavour of those benefits.
I mean, effectively, we'll say, based on Fáilte Ireland approved hotel room numbers, we'll say on 2022, if there was a €2 tax on each room, it would bring in approximately 1.7 million annually for Galway City Council. I suppose, Shane, this is not an uncommon feature in society these days. It's widespread across Europe. It was introduced in Manchester for the first time in, I think it was about 12 months ago. And again, in the summer of last year or in around there, the Scotland Parliament introduced legislation to allow their local authorities charge a bedroom tax.
Yeah, no, it's common. And I think we've all been in places in Europe where they have it. What would you use the money for?
I think, there's never a difficulty using money. I suppose that what I personally do have an issue with at times is how the money is used. But ultimately, for example, we have a Galway City tourism strategy, which runs from 2020 to 2025. There's a number of capital projects therein. For example, the Galway City Museum to be redeowned, Leisureland, which is obviously, as the name states, a leisure centre, public leisure centre here in the city, the only one we have to be redeveloped, and a number of other projects such as that. Also, Shane, the street cleaning budget, for example, off the top of my head, the street cleaning budget for the city centre is in or around 2.2 or 2.3 million a year. And it's still not enough because obviously post-COVID, there's a lot more activity on the streets day and night now. So I think funding in there wouldn't go amiss. But when I first moved to this 12 months ago, the Irish Hotel Federation or their representatives locally here were not happy. They're obviously doing what they believe is in their best interest.
Yeah.
But it's important to point out that this isn't a tax on hotels.
No, we get that.
It's a tax on the visitor. Well, you get it, but I'm not sure that everybody gets it.
You could also raise a similar amount of money if you didn't every year decide not to apply the local property tax, the full level of the local property tax. And yet, every year, councillors vote not to do that. Does that not slightly undermine your argument for an additional tax?
Well, I think that in Galway City Council, we've kept the local property tax the same for the last number of years. We haven't increased it or reduced it.
The point I'm making. You don't apply the full amount that you could apply.
Well, I think there's points on both sides. And I think, to be fair, the LPT that we charge in Galway City, heretofore at least, has been a fair tax. And it's a tax on the people living in the city. I think that there's enough tax on the people living in the city. And I think that if someone comes into the city and is willing to pay, and let's be frank about this, between 120, 130, right up for a hotel room, and they're used to paying.
Yeah, but you know what the argument would be. Yeah, somebody needs to pay, just not us.
Well, I don't accept that argument because, to be frank, it just doesn't stack up. As I said, what we're looking to do is do something that's very common. We're not looking to, change the world here or introduce something that's not anywhere else. I operate in the tourist business myself. People are well used to this. As I said, it's a very, very small fee in the overall cost of a stay.
Okay.
And it's a nominal fee, and I think it would be a benefit to the city to introduce.
Michael J. Crowe, Galway City East, Fianna Fáil councillor, thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast. Let us know what you think of the idea of a tourist tax. 087 1400 106.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.